The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome on and all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's BloggingTheBoys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch us live every single day at about 3 o'clock on my Twitter or Periscope. That's at RJ Ochoa. You can also watch along live on the Blog and the Boys Facebook live feed. Or, if you're a podcast listener, you can listen to the show on all Apple and Android devices. Make sure you subscribe to the Blog and the Boys podcast feed. You'll get access to all of our shows, which does include Ocho Live, the 750 with me and two-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas. And guys, they did it. The Dallas Cowboys won the NFC East thanks to their 27-20 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 2 days before Christmas. The Dallas Cowboys officially won their third division title in 5 seasons. I'm talking to you right now from AT&T Stadium in the aftermath of the game. That's what we do here. This is the post-game episode of Ocho Live. You will hear from select members of the Dallas Cowboys shortly here on Ocho Live. But quickly, you know, when the Cowboys lost to the Titans way back when on November 5th, that really was a low point on the season. Obviously, they had just traded for Amari Cooper. They were coming off the bye. It was prime time. It was the Titans. And that was a really low point. That was one of the lowest points, I think, throughout the entire Jason Garrett era. And somehow, some way, the Dallas Cowboys stuck their foot in the ground. They won 5 games in a row. And then, yeah, they lost last week against the Indianapolis Colts, and a lot of people panicked because they didn't score a point. But the Cowboys came out against the Bucs, and look, were they fantastic offensively? No, but that's not their style. The Cowboys find a way to win on defense. They find a way to run the ball. They find a way to wear you down. And most importantly, they find a way to get the dub. The Dallas Cowboys have won at least 9 games in 3 consecutive seasons. First time they've done this since Tony Romo's first full season starting 2007. Obviously, it was the big year. But still, I mean, this was incredible. This was just such a magnificent sort of, I think, exclamation point on the season for the Cowboys. Again, it wasn't a great game. It's not like they were scoring touchdowns left and right. Dak Prescott did have the rushing touchdown. Michael Gallup had his big play. And of course, who could forget the Jalen Smith touchdown? That was probably the highlight of the game. But I think that that kind of says a lot about who they've been this season, the way they won this game. Dak Prescott finds a little bit of ways to get it done on the ground. Obviously, Zeke Elliott didn't score in this game. They have a playmaking wide receiver show up in Gallup, and then the defense sends it home. Jameis Winston and the Buccaneers were kind of overwhelmed, I think, from the beginning. You know, they weren't going to come in here and beat a team that was as talented as the Cowboys, but the Cowboys have set themselves up to be this good. I mean, think about that Jalen Smith play for a second. You know, it was Randy Gregory, who probably had his best game as a Cowboy so far, who caused the fumble. He was your 2015 second-round draft pick. Jalen Smith picked it up and took it back to the house. He was your 2016 second-round draft pick. And the last blocker on the way for Jalen was DeMarcus Lawrence, your 2014 second-round draft pick. The Cowboys have really just They've put a lot of talent on this team, if we're being honest. I mean, yeah, they've made some mistakes and they've made some questionable decisions. You know, we talked so much in the offseason about players like Allen Hurns and Tavon Austin who haven't really made a difference when this team turned this thing around after that Titans loss. But overall, they're division champs. And part of that is a product of, you know, how shaky the NFC East is, certainly, but they've won 6 games in 7 weeks. And, you know, whether you play in a shaky division or you play in the best division in the NFL, that's a really impressive thing to accomplish. You know, they did it in a season where the Philadelphia Eagles were the reigning Super Bowl champions. They took that crown away from them. Obviously, we'll see what they're able to do in the playoffs. But what we do know is that the Cowboys will be in that tournament. They will have a home playoff game at AT&T Stadium. You know, this season felt a lot. I mentioned, you know, early on in Tony Romo's career. And by the way, you know, shout out to Jean-Jacques Taylor tweeting out after the game that Tony Romo had 3 division titles in his time with the Cowboys. Dak Prescott already has 2. But, you know, you look at this, and this really felt a lot like the 2009 season for the Cowboys. I mean, you know, 2008, we talked about over the offseason how it was so comparable to 2017. And then you had things like Dez being released after the season the same way T.O. was. You had, you know, the trade for a wide receiver. Obviously, it's a little bit different. But you had all these elements that kind of reminded us of a decade ago. And the Cowboys, just like 2009, were the best team in the division. And they're going to have a home playoff game. That was the first playoff win of the Tony Romo era. Maybe this season will bring us the first playoff win of the Dak Prescott and Zeke Elliott era. But for now, the Cowboys are division champs. They have what is probably going to be a meaningless game coming up on the road against the New York Giants next week. Who knows if they play? I mean, who knows how Jason Garrett and his staff want to handle that? You know, I wrote last week at BlockingTheBoys.com about how that's sort of a pseudo-bye. You don't get a lot of opportunities to kind of take time off. And you think about the injuries the Cowboys have sustained lately and obviously what happened to Tyrone Crawford early on in this game, which was really scary. You know, this is a big game for the Cowboys in that it gives them a big opportunity to get some rest. But the Cowboys, once again, are your 2018 NFC East champions. And let's talk to those NFC East champions. Here coming up right now on Ocho Live, we have the one, the only, the man himself. Here is Jerry Jones.
First of all, Merry Christmas to everybody out here, okay? Appreciate you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. And it's nice to have Christmas that way out there.
Just talk about the joy of finally clinching this division.
Well, obviously, with the parity we've got today, every game is a challenge to get to what ultimately you look at, which are your standings and where you sit with your one loss. Tampa played us tough out there, but our guys prevail. I'm so proud of 94, for instance, and the game that he had, probably, arguably, maybe one of the best games he's had for us, and just made a big difference, just kept coming.
Jerry, do you come away from this elated with the result, but also concerned about some of the flaws?
Well, I have never lost a game with the Cowboys, or for that matter, any place, that when you look at the tape, you probably played better than you thought you did when you lost. On the other hand, when you win, you always go in there and say, you know something, we didn't play as good as I thought we did. But let me say this, that big win to Cincinnati East by doing it, by winning, was an important emotional thing for this team. And we just got to take advantage of it and go in, and we won't let up against the Giants, I'll assure you of that.
Is this a team that can win in the postseason? I mean, the way they're playing? Is this a team that can win in the postseason the way they're playing?
I certainly think we're playing the kind of really football that you can win games in postseason. Any of these teams, we kept a little eye on what was happening down there with Houston, but any of these teams can really win the game. We right here had the Giants come up the backside in the wild card way and win the championship here a few years back. Yeah, I think our team is a postseason team.
With the way the season started, is this even sweeter, this division championship, with how poorly the team played to start the year and the way they bounced back?
Well, one of the things, I don't recommend it for anybody, but one of the neat things, if you can dig a big old hole and then dig out of the hole, that's a better story. And like I said, I don't recommend it, nothing deliberate about it. But when we won our championships in the 90s, when we started off, we no one thought we'd done anything but tear the franchise up. That made it nicer coming out of that hole.
Jerry, do you have an update on Tyrone Crawford?
I do. Everything checks out really good. We're very pleased with the initial MRIs, all the examinations. He went on to the hospital and had those examinations, and I won't have his status for next week, but we are real pleased with what we've gotten so far. and he doesn't seem to have structural issues at all.
You talked about a random. You also talk about Jalen. He's a guy who most people thought he wouldn't be able to play again and be able to take it to the house with a 69-yard fumble return.
Right. Well, you just see in his play. I saw the return, but I saw him playing inspired out there physically today. And he's that type of player. I must tell you, we knew he was great on the field, and we knew he had a good rep coming out of Notre Dame, but I didn't know he had that fire burning in him like he has. And maybe there's some Michael Irvin-ish aspect to this thing, because Michael said his injury really gave him impetus for his career. He realized how much it meant to him and put the work in. And so Jalen has put that kind of work in. It's actually showing up out here in the way he's playing right now, and he's outstanding. Proud for him.
Are you concerned about this offense, though, the last couple of games? You haven't been able to score touchdowns, and you haven't been able to get the ball to Amari Cooper. No more big plays outside.
Yeah, we've certainly got some work. I know we came into this game to get the ball in a lot of ways to Amari. And, of course, they did a good job. I think their time of possession was it ultimately 10 or 15 minutes more than ours? And, of course, the turnovers went the other way for us. But I know that what our intent is to basically get that ball in the end zone, and I'm sure our offense would like to make some of the plays that kept us out of there today. But, again, you know, one of the things about the NFL and playing 16 games is that the way you get things that you normally think of you'd work on in practice, you get that in the games. And we've certainly had some live game experiences of how not to get in the red zone. Mm-hmm. So we're learning. This bunch is learning, and maybe it'll click for us, really get the production as we get to the playoffs.
Did you like the way Dak ran it in there? I mean, obviously, you guys seem to feed off that, but that worked
well,
out in the red zone.
Well, I like, I like for him to establish one of his strengths, which he's an outstanding runner, and he's very physical. I like for him to do that, but that hasn't been in his playbook. But he's had those options, and so sometimes it just works that way. But I know we would have liked to have got Cooper the ball more today, but then we made some plays to Gallup that we've been wanting to make. Every time we sit down and analyze, we say we just need to get the ball more to Gallup too, as well as Cooper. So he made a couple as outstanding catch he made early, big time for us.
It was really great to hear how complimentary Jerry was of Jalen Smith and of Randy Gregory. You know, everybody again was so just high on what Randy Gregory was able to do. He was such a force for this team. He was such an enormous lift to what they did as a defense. He had his, you know, we talked about it, his best game as a member of the Cowboys. But speaking of defensive superstars and defensive performances, right before the game, the Cowboys awarded Leighton Vander Esch, their star rookie linebacker, with the 2018 Bob Lilly Award. That person, the Bob Lilly Award recipient, Leighton Vander Esch, Mr. Wolf Hunter, right here next on Ojo Live.
There today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. I knew my boys were there.
What was that like to know that they were all here watching you guys play?
It was awesome. It was cool. I didn't know whether they were gonna be able to make it or not about like a week and a half ago, but then I'll stand up for you guys. But then Brad texted me and let us know, and I talked to Avalos too, and said that they were going to make it, so I was pretty stoked about that.
Just with having all you guys here and then having them be here for the bowl game and stuff, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of ironic the way it all worked out, but no, I'm happy to have them here, and I know all the Boise guys are happy that they can make it. I'm just glad we could put on a show for them and get the W.
I know when you started here, when he came to the team, he wanted to contribute however you could. Yep. Jumping on an onside kick there, what was that? How often have you ever had to face that really in your life?
I mean, a handful of times, not very many. That's you only get opportunities like that every once in a while, and often, and you got to capitalize on them. The team's trust in your ability to go get it done and the way you've been coached. We practice hands 10 minutes early every every Friday out at practice. We go out there and we catch onside balls. So, I strive to be perfect in that area, catch every single one that Brett kicks to me. And he gives you some hard ones. So we got an extremely good kicker. So he gives you really good looks. And then come game time, it just carries over.
Late before the game, and Bob Lilly's out there making the presentation, about you winning the Bob Lilly Award, which, of course, is voted by the fans. Mm-hmm. But could you speak to that award and what it means to you?
Absolutely. It's a great honor to get an award like that, especially it being my first year. I love Dallas. I love the Cowboys. I love all the fans. And I'm just here. I'm just here to do my job and to make it fun for them to watch. So just being consistent every single week, putting my hard work ethic in every single week, every single day, knowing that they can count on me, my teammates can count on me, my coaches can count on me, and just being a guy that everybody can trust. I'm happy to represent it that way, and I couldn't be more thankful and blessed for that.
The way that the defense responded a lot today, when you give some big plays and then clamp down, was that, clamping down in the moment, like realizing you're close to something, or was that just kind of getting back to what you're doing?
It was just getting back to who we are. Yeah. We knew that if we just do our job and we be the defense that we are, the reputation we have now and the respect that we have now, that things are going to go our way. We just have to run to the ball every single play, be relentless, and just be a hitting defense. Make it known that we're a defense that's going to come after the ball every single snap.
What did Jalen's fumble recovery mean to the game today? And yep. When you saw him get it, did you know there's no chance?
Absolutely, that's huge. That's our first defensive score this season. We've been close a couple times. We almost had another one tonight too. That was really close, but I'm happy. I'm extremely happy for him. That's awesome. All the hard work that he puts in, and just to see it pay off. He's a phenomenal player, and I'm just happy to play next to him.
What did you say to him?
I actually told him a few plays later, because I was so tired from running down there, and I knew we had to go right back on defense, so I was like kind of gassed. And I knew he was too, so I was like, all right, I'll just catch up with him a few plays later. But I told him I was happy for him. He had a heck of a game.
I thought it was really funny how Leighton said that he didn't get a chance to talk to Jalen immediately after the fumble return because they were tired, and he knew he was going to need a couple plays to kind of catch his breath. But that's just kind of the way football works. That is, you score defensively and you think, God, we just got to go out there right now and do it again. But that's kind of who the Cowboys defense is. And speaking of Jalen Smith, the man that returned that fumble 69 yards for his first career touchdown, here he is, Mr. Clear Eye View, Jalen Smith on Ocho Live.
Talked all year about how the defense needs to score touchdowns. How good did it feel for you to score one today?
It felt great. Anytime that you can make a play, to kind of energize the team, that's something that I've been doing my whole life, and I was kind of able to put that on display tonight, so it's a blessing.
What were you thinking when you saw it loose and you picked it up and returned it?
Say it again?
What were you thinking when you saw the ball was loose and picked it up?
I picked one of those up at Notre Dame, and I got hawked down and tripped. So immediately as I took the ball, I told myself I wasn't getting caught. So I lift my knees up and ran as fast as I could.
Jalen, did that really put a bow on your return, though, being able to show your speed and take it to the house after everything you've gone through with the
team? Yeah. I've been known as a, sideline to sideline, fast linebacker and athlete. Had I ran the 40, it would have been somewhere in the 4.4s and all of that good stuff, but it feels good to be able to open up like that again and, at the highest level. It's a great feeling.
Did you know that going in that Winston would scramble, especially close to the red zone, and it looked like Randy made a play on that, and several other times your D-line would come back to get him?
Yeah. He's a guy who's a great player, and he's risky. And it can help him, it can hurt him. That's what makes him who he is. So we knew that going into it, we just needed to be disciplined the entire day. Man, Randy's he's a great guy. A lot of people don't really know his character, but, man, he's someone I definitely have in my foxhole. He loves the game of football, and just you know, happy to be able to play with them, for sure.
How much did your eyes light up when you saw the ball on the turf?
Yeah, definitely lit up. I seen a lot of green, and I had to go get it, so that's a blessing.
Got a good bounce, too. Like to
yeah. I had to dig. Yeah. What did you say?
What does it feel like to be on the playoffs?
It's a wonderful feeling. You know, this is something that we work extremely hard for. I think this is going to be, what, our third time since 1995? Is that right? Fourth time?
Huh?
More than four? Whatever it is. But
third time since 14.
Third time since 14, to make the playoffs. So just, you know, it's an extreme honor, but there's a lot of work to do.
Shaylen, how symbolic
to be NFC's champ, you know, after all the adversity and the 3-5 start and all the talk, Matt, how great does it feel to now be on top?
It feels great. It's something that, you know, being crowned the NFC East champions, it's a blessing. You know, that's one of the first goals that we want to accomplish each and every year. You know, Jason Garrett, he sets the standard each and every day, and we were able to do that.
How relieved are you that you took care of it today? You didn't have to wait till week 17.
It was a must-win for us. You know, taking care of it at home, you know, in front of our home crowd, family in town for Christmas. What better way than get the win than to do it today?
Jalen, how symbolic is it to?
The emotions were, I cried. I ain't gonna lie. You know, just how many the scars that I've been. You know, blessed with, you know, is to see what he went through. Great news. You know, the fact that he's doing well and everything, all the reports and everything, you know, came back negative. So we're thankful for him. And when that happened, the entire defense, we played for one reason, for one person, and that was our captain.
How symbolic is it of the bright future you guys have when you look at you and Randy leading the way with all the adversity you guys have faced individually?
Yeah, it's what makes us who we are. You know, everyone has been through something in their life, and everyone has that edge and that drive. So once you identify it and find it, you know, you have to use it, you know, as fuel. So that's something that we all do collectively. But we got to continue. It means nothing if we lose.
Did you ever allow yourself even once to doubt that you'd be back in a position to make a play like that today?
So many people doubted me that I couldn't afford to. So that was never the case.
Did you see your brother was kind of running on the sideline with you? I guess maybe you saw him afterward, not while you were.
I saw him afterwards. I saw him afterwards. But, you know, that's what it's about. It's about family, and not just my brother, but all of us. We're all family. We're all one. We just got to keep it going.
I think it was D-Law who was downfield and had the last block.
Yes, I saw him. I saw him through my peripheral vision, for sure.
He probably pointed that out, too.
He didn't, but he will.
what was your thoughts, you know, watching Tyrone Crawford down there, and what y'all heard about his situation?
Nothing else mattered. Nothing else mattered. You know, it was just about him, making sure my brother, my high boy, was all right. And like I said, when that happened, I went back in the huddle and told everybody we got one reason to play for right now, and one person, and that's our brother. So we was able to get the job done for him. Can't wait to see him.
Y'all already seemingly had your edge back that maybe you didn't have in Indianapolis, but did that help after Crawford went down to make sure that edge was exactly where it needed to be?
It was already there.
Yeah, it looked like it.
You know, it really was. But things, you know, things that happen in the game and in life adds fuel, and that definitely did. I'd be lying if I said it didn't.
3-5 to here, clinching the playoff spot with a game to go. What does that say about your team?
Resiliency. That's the name. If I had to describe our team, one word, very resilient. So. I guess that was two words, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry.
You're a Notre Dame guy. You can't just keep the one word.
I admit my mistakes. That's how we learn. That's how we grow as humans.
Got that Notre Dame grain on.
Feel me? You know what time it is.
Man, congratulations, man.
Thank you, boss.
You could tell that Jalen really just kind of feels a sense of gratitude. Obviously, everybody knows his story, where he's come from, and it really is impressive to see that he's done it. I mean, this was impossible, what Jalen Smith has done. And so as a football fan, as a human, I think you're happy for Jalen and his story. Up next here on Ocho Live, not a player, not the owner. We have one of the best coaches on the Dallas Cowboys, one of the architects, I think, behind the Hot Boys. He's really been a big part of what they've been able to do. Here is Rod Marinelli.
The end, the last four or five games, we felt we could be a championship defense. So we kept working. I think we won four out of the last five. And it kind of started there, that mindset, and we played really well. And then they came into this season, they believed that they're a very good defense. And one thing is believing it now is putting it on tape, and we're starting to do that.
How important is it to finish with the Giants? I mean, you guys have this thing wrapped up. You know, there's going to be some talk about should you rest some guys, that kind of thing. What is your mindset going into that last one?
Win and improve.
So it's important to kind of keep the
you got to keep getting better. In this league, you got to keep getting better. Get opportunities to play.
You talked about how much Sean Lee means. I think you guys are like 7-1 or 8-1 without him this year. Does that surprise you at all, knowing how much he means?
Well, these two young guys have been great, yeah. But he's there every day. He's there every day, and he's part of what we're doing. He's part of everything we do. So it's great to have him, hopefully coming back pretty soon now for the playoffs.
The decision to keep him inactive, was that just keeping him 100%?
Just being smart. Being smart.
With everything that Randy Gregory has been through, what did a day like today mean to him?
Means he helped his team win, and that's what he's supposed to do. He's talented enough to do that. He responded really well.
Can you talk about the resiliency he showed going through the whole process that he's
had? Oh, it's been great. I mean, I admire that, and he stayed with it, and it was tough. No off season. Come into camp a little bit. We had to kind of bring him along slow. Hadn't done much, and he stayed focused all the way through it.
Right,
it's paying off for us.
With everything being talked about, how this is now an offensive league, how comfortable are you with the idea that this defense can take this team a long way?
Well, I believe in this defense, and I believe in hitting, and I believe in hustle.
Speaking of hitting, the Woods play. What did you see?
Did you guys see it?
Well, they put some nice replays up there.
What did you see? I didn't see it.
It looked like, more of a shoulder delivered. Yeah. It's that, but I guess in the real time, if they see the head jerk back.
Yeah. We just got to, play smart, play by the rules, and hit.
But is there anything you could tell a guy after that? I mean, because it seems like he did the right thing.
Yeah. The best thing is once we see it on tape, and I'll get a TV copy, then we can see it a little bit better.
Okay. Then you can be more critical of the officials.
Yeah. I love you to death.
Okay.
I love you.
Thank you.
You bet, guys.
I loved how Rod said that he believes in hitting and he believes in being aggressive. That's the Rod Marinelli way. You know, obviously the Cowboys have benefited greatly from having Chris Richard on their defensive coaching staff, but Rod Marinelli has been such a critical element to what they've been able to do, with the talent they've got, the talent they've been able to acquire, all sorts of things. But let's move on. Here on Ocho Live, I've already said the one, the only, but there really is one and only when it comes to this particular player. Here is the GOAT, Jeff Heath.
Yeah, it was biggest play of the game, obviously, and it's just great to see Randy, especially all the adversity that he's dealt with throughout his career, and the amount of work that he's had to put in to get back to just be able to play, and then let alone make impactful plays like that. So, I love Randy. We all love Randy, and we're gonna need him down the stretch for sure.
I'm sure you all would have been confident heading to New York next week if you had to nail it down then, but. Any sense of relief that you don't have to worry about week 17?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, our goal is to win the division and get in the playoffs, and we're able to accomplish that goal today. So, I think it's going to make Christmas a little more fun. But, we understand that we still have a lot of work ahead of us, and we got a game next week. And anytime you step on the field, whether it's practice, preseason, Super Bowl, there's a certain standard that you have to play to. So. I mean, it's just another game that we're going to have to show up and play well.
How's that hat feeling right now?
Yeah, it feels good. Yeah, it feels good. But like I said, man, we have a lot more work that we want to want to come.
How hard was this? Because you guys were just 3-5 and
yeah,
a tough loss to Tennessee and then get to this stage.
Yeah, I mean, winning is really hard in the NFL. Every week, you just look across the league, teams that you think should beat the other teams, there's always surprises every week. So winning in general is just so hard. You know, and we put ourselves in a really big hole to start the season, obviously. We weren't playing good football at all. And just be able to kind of deal with that adversity, keep going to work every day, and, you know, able to string together enough wins to, you know, win the division. Testament to our guys and testament to the coaching staff. Really just testament to the whole organization, really.
Is there any one moment where you said, oh, we're okay, we can get this turned around?
You know, I don't know. I think we have confidence that if we play well, we can beat any team in the league. It's just that being able to play well every week, you know, putting in the work necessary throughout the week, so that you go into the game confident and that you can go into the game knowing you gave yourself the best chance to win. So I would say, you know, we never really lost confidence. Obviously, we know we needed to start playing well and needed to start producing on the field, but there wasn't really any specific moment where, you know.
Thank you.
All right, yeah.
Jeff, yeah. Edmund, I'm sorry. You have now 3 rings?
Yeah.
Do you still have the other ones, or did you give them away to somebody? Or?
Yeah, those are gifts. I give those away. But it's fun for like a day. You wear it and celebrate for a day, and then you give it away.
Is that, again, the message from Coach Garrett? I know the previous 2 years it was basically...
I mean, that's the message from everybody, really. Yeah. No one's satisfied, obviously. It's a huge accomplishment for us. It's one of our goals that that we have in the beginning of the season, but... You know, if you go, you know, guy to guy in this room, you'd get the same answer from everybody. It's fun. It feels good to get in the tournament, but, you know, we still have a lot of football left.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, when Jeff Heath was walking out of the locker room, I asked him if he knew coming into this game that he had pulled off an interception in every career game of his against the Buccaneers, because back in 2015, he had 2 interceptions in Tampa, and then a year later in 2016, when the Bucs visited AT&T Stadium on Sunday Night Football, Jeff had an interception as well. So he was 2-for-2, and he almost had another one on Sunday, if not for a weird collision with Chido Awuzie. But Jeff was fantastic nonetheless, always will be. Forever, the GOAT. Finally, our last person here on Ocho Live, last player for the Cowboys, one of the more underrated players on the season, one of the sort of, I think, benefactors of what Rod Marinelli has done. Here is Antoine Woods.
Juan, how much noise can you guys make when the second season begins in 2 weeks?
We're not trying to make noise. We're just going to just play our style of football, man. We're going to go out there and play hard, and we're going to see where the pieces fall. We're just going to keep running and hitting.
How advantageous is it to have that week to play with where you maybe some guys that are hurt can rest? Is that a big deal?
I mean, advantageous, that's a big word right there. But that's up to Coach Garrett.
How good is it for you?
I mean, I'm pretty sure guys will be coming back and that's up to Coach, how he want to treat that week. I mean, my number will be called. I will be out there playing hard. So, yeah.
Antoine, when you look behind you, over your shoulder there, you see that NFC's champion hat in the locker. Mm-hmm. How gratifying feeling is that?
I mean, it feels good. It's my first year playing and actually going to playoffs. You know, I was in playoffs last year, but I wasn't playing. So it feels good knowing that we won the championship. But I kind of forgot about it already. I'm just trying to focus on these playoffs and getting better because that's not it for us. That was goal number one, but now it's time to accomplish the other goals.
Randy says he doesn't necessarily want to talk after this great effort by him, yeah. But I bet you have some thoughts on what 94
did. Yeah, y'all need to leave Randy alone. He's come a long way. And I'm proud. I wasn't here with everything he's been through, but y'all know he's been through a lot, and he's been doing really well and accomplishing and playing some good football. So. I need to leave him alone and talk about them sacks he be getting. Yeah. All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Antoine, another person speaking highly of Randy Gregory. Again, everybody kind of has his back. Everybody in the Cowboys locker room roots for one another, has each other's backs. It really is a family, and a family that has bonded and has had success, enough success to call themselves 2018 NFC East champs. So that about does it for the post-game episode of Ocho Live. We will be back on Monday for a Christmas Eve episode if you're able to join us live. You know, we certainly encourage you to, but if not, we understand you're traveling, you got family. And we know if you, you know, if you're traveling, you got family, maybe you want to listen, maybe you want to walk and get away. We will have the podcast version. If you are going to be traveling, we'll have all sorts of stuff for you to digest as the next meaningful game for the Dallas Cowboys is 2 weeks away when they will be playing in the wild card round of the playoffs, likely against the Seattle Seahawks, but the NFL is crazy, so things could change at the drop of a hat. This was a great day. This was an awesome day. It was almost on the one-year anniversary of the Cowboys losing to the Seahawks and Earl Thomas running into the locker room and all that fun stuff, but this day belongs to the 2018 team. The NFC East champs, from Ojo Live, from bloggertheboys.com, from all of SB Nation, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year, Happy Holiday Season. If you've been following along all season long as the Cowboys have done this, we appreciate you. It's been one heck of a ride, and it's been a lot of fun to enjoy it together. So we will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys, and peace out.
I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seemed Smart. It Seemed Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seemed smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.